Are you ready? Have you got your stuff together? Presents wrapped, turkey seasoned, food prep done.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
I'm Jenny Russell, welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio. Your only real feel-good radio station, now available on Alexa, is available on podcast. We are the only radio station in the world that covers every aspect of health. How you doing?
See the blazing you before us.
La 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 la. Are you singing? Are you dancing? La 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 la. I know I can't sing, but anyway, I hope, like me, you to remember that regardless of whether or not you have the voice that everyone loves or the voice that God loves, you remember that you are blessed and highly favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to somebody's problem and the answer to someone's prayer.
Fast away the old year passes.
La 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 la.
Hail the new year, lads and lads.
Don't switch off. I'll stop.
La la la. Sing.
Remember, Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week it's me. Look, my guests are busy. They're doing their last minute Christmas shopping. And so we take a break for Christmas, we play a few Christmas songs, we look at what's been going on, we get the chance to reflect over the year, we look at the things that we could have done differently, we look at how we start to plan the first quarter. Have you planned the first quarter for 2025? Because I've done mine. I mean, you know, are you organised? And then you just prepare. By the time you hear this show, you'd have had your Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Now it's like, what happens after? What leftovers have you got?
La, 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 la.
And let me ask you a question. When you went shopping, did you go out and have a trolley absolutely packed? And then did you have to go back on Boxing Day to top up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I really do hope that this show will empower you. I hope it will, you know, admonish you. I hope it will inspire you. So the last 4 weeks now, we've had some really inspirational messages. And what I might do is just take a couple of snippets of some old shows and just give you some key points. But there was a doctor in Massachusetts who had just been exposed for telling over 500 patients that they had cancer so that he could profit from the $17 million he made by recommending the chemotherapy treatment. So it's like, your body is your business. Your health is yours. Your physical pension planned investment program. I mean, I registered the physical trademarked, sorry, the physical pension plan investment program. But I wish I'd actually registered the physical pension planned and added the extra NED on the end, investment program. Because the physical pension planned investment program is really where we need to be. It's that planning of ensuring that all aspects of intimate and overall health are understood, they're recognized, they're acknowledged, and they're invested into. There is nothing that we have that will work for us if we do not actually put the work in. And that work may be educational, it may be informational, but it can be transactional and actionable once you have the information. So this is where we need to start to attend. This is why I run the workshops. You need to attend workshops and find out, yes, you can get some information on workshops that don't cost you anything. But even when you think it costs you nothing, it costs you the most invaluable and most priceless thing you have, and that's time. People that don't pay, as Lisa Johnson once said, don't pay attention. However, if you don't take it out of your pocket, you're taking it out of your actual life. To actually have a free workshop means that you have to pay something for it. And that payment doesn't have to be in pocket and transactional. But the transaction isn't monetary. Sorry. The transaction is your time. So the time you spend listening to a workshop that you believe is free, it has already cost you something. And whatever you decide to invest in terms of time, those free workshops then ask you to put your hand in your pocket to really get the juice, to really get the meat, to really get that key or secret ingredient that everyone says, I made this wonderful apple crumble, and you go, oh my God. But that one key ingredient, they give you everything. But in order for you to get the one ingredient that makes it be that sit down and think about it moment, that's the one. If you want that one, there's an exchange has to go on that's more than your time. So that's where we find ourselves. Last Saturday, I went to a beautiful 60th birthday celebration. And Jennifer had her name, my namesake, fantastic. And she had a dessert side, and they were making homemade ice cream. They had different bits and pieces. They had different desserts and stuff. And within that beer, there was this little tiny caramel cheesecake, which was absolutely stunning. But that cheesecake, I asked the ladies who made it. And I bought the GU that make that goo. I know it's going to be nothing like it, because there was something in that cheesecake that just made me want to, oh my God, it melted my heart. It was so delicious. And I don't eat many desserts. So that key ingredient, if I want it, I have to pay for it. I have to invest into it. And when it comes to our wellness, when it comes to being well, when it comes to making ourselves better, there is that one ingredient that you're not going to get for just your time. You're going to have to put more skin in the game. You're going to have to put your hands in your pocket. There's going to have to be an exchange. And what I want to do first and foremost is start by playing just the audio of this clip that I was sent yesterday from this doctor, just to show you the lengths that people will go to get something from you or tell you something. And when we hand our health into the hands of doctors, we have no idea. There's a nurse recently in the last year and a half, that nurse that killed how many children and tried to kill another 8 or 10 or more. So you have nurses trying to kill babies. You have doctors trying to profit from the most debilitating of all diseases, as they call it, cancer, to make money for greed and sin. And of course, there's good and bad in everything. The point I want to highlight here is that nobody should have autonomy over your body, your health, and your vitality besides you. And if it costs you a little bit more in your pocket, trust me when I tell you, the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program is literally the opposite side of the scale to your financial pension planned investment program, so that when you get to that retirement age, you also have the health and the finance in balance. That's what a work-life balance really is. And I did that work-life balance statement from 2001, 2002. When did they start talking about work-life balance? It was past that. So when you're looking at a work-life balance, it really is about understanding the work, the investment into work, the return on the investment, the pension that you'll have to enjoy in your retirement, and the life, which is the physical side. That's the mental, emotional, hormonal, physical side that you'll have when you retire. There's so many statistics out there that say people die within 3 weeks, 3 years, 2 years, 3 months of retiring, because the physical pension plan hasn't been planned at all. And so what happens is there's a financial investment that will carry you through in later life, but your physicality doesn't match it. And therefore, what you have saved for your future, you don't get the opportunity to enjoy, because physically, mentally, emotionally, hormonally, you actually don't have the vitality to be able to do so. So I'm not sure what you have planned for 2025 even. But this is where we have to start to look to make changes.
Begin with that breaking headline today, a Michigan doctor sentenced, being called a monster. A day of reckoning for the doctor who diagnosed hundreds of patients with cancer when they did not have it. Outside the court, the tears and anger. He lied to so many patients, giving many of them extensive chemotherapy, which then made them sick. So many of those families today coming face to face with the doctor as he was sentenced to 45 years behind bars. And you're about to hear what the doctor said to those families. ABC's Ron Claiborne leads us off.
Judgment day for the doctor who caused so much pain. Victims of Dr. Fareed Fatah outside the courtroom where he was sentenced, hand in hand, then defiant.
45 years for the lives that he took.
It just wasn't enough.
In court, the 50-year-old doctor breaking down, saying, I misused my talents, yes, and permitted this sin to enter me because of power and greed. But those words, no comfort for Cheryl Blades.
I could hear him talking to my mother because I went to every appointment. So I could hear him talking to her and promising her to save her.
In all, Fatah pleaded guilty to intentionally misdiagnosing more than 550 patients, often prescribing treatment for cancer that they did not have. He earned more than $17 million as a result.
Dr. Fatah pounced on every opportunity to use a patient's body as a profit center.
One of the patients, 53-year-old Monica Flagg.
Stressful. It was extremely emotional.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Tend to tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be. Tend to tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be tonight. It's all I need. Somebody that I'll only care for me. Somebody I can give time and ring. Someone in this puzzle who can be my missing piece. No, I don't need anything else. This Christmas Eve, just want someone to be with the shining tree. Hear the sleigh bells ring in the caroling. Under the mistletoe, under the moonlight, we can take it slow. I can be your only guide. Don't need to think twice when I got you by my side. With you everything feels just right. Didn't want to admit that I needed this wish. I know.
asking it.
Santa, tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be. Santa, tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be. Tonight out there must be facing gold, without anyone to hold. And this yuletide season's not meant to be alone. I really wanna believe you got plans for me. Santa, tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be. Santa, tell me when you show yourself to me. Help me find who my baby will be.
My incentive to train is to watch you get fat, ugly, and out of shape. This is what a lady said to me at the end of my class after announcing my pregnancy. This is 32 years ago. It was a harsh but wicked statement, especially when I'm just sharing my joy. But somehow I had a calmness and confidence when I responded to her, because all I said to her was, okay, no problem, but watch me when I return. I refused to let her words derail me. And 7 weeks after my son was born, with my tiny little body, I returned to teach. She came once, never came back again. With the body I had as a teenager. But fast forward 30 years plus, and I still have a slim, muscular, healthy and fit body, supported by good posture. But at that time, I didn't follow a special diet. I didn't focus on my nutritional lifestyle, although I was teaching 21 classes a week. In 1995, I returned to compete in the British Ultra Fit Championships, a competition to find Britain's fittest woman, which I'd first competed in the year before my son was born in 1993. And I came third then. And 10 months postpartum, I not only returned to competition, but I won and set a new record that still remains today. And the reason why I'm telling you this here is that our bodies are truly incredible. Because it was 7 or 8 years after having had my son, whilst I was competing, that I decided to refine my nutrition and lifestyle. And interestingly, my journey into perfect health wasn't sparked by a fear or a debilitating condition. It was literally a desire to maintain sexual sensation following a throwaway comment that my friend made. And that comment you can hear on my interview on my YouTube channel when I was on This Morning Television on the 26th of June 2006. But he made that comment in 1993, and really, literally, it was in reflection to his own negative experience post-childbirth. But that comment was the seed that grew into my purpose. And that's what started my personal journey that turned into a lifelong mission fueled by passion to encourage women everywhere who were asking for my help. And literally, they were asking for my help because it was based off the throwaway comment and me thinking, oh my God, after childbirth, I want to have the same sensation and intimacy as before. But I'm sharing that to say, like, you know, there's so many different things that we can look back on as the year draws to a close, someone's letting off fireworks outside. I've authored books. I've developed sensory programs. I've delivered keynote speeches for medical professions and for the police force. And I've helped transform lives and save relationships. So for me, what I'm saying is what began as a simple desire to maintain my confidence and intimacy has turned out to be my passion that enriches the lives of others. So then my question becomes is, have you ever found yourself falling into something by default and finding passion and purpose in it whilst you're enriching the lives of other people? Because a lot of the times, I think, someone that loves fireworks, this has to be fantastic. This is what you call a natural show. A lot of the times we look for, you know, we look for a reason for why we're doing things, but sometimes actually your true purpose comes to life by default. It comes to life by a throwaway comment. It comes to life by an incident or an accident that actually allows you to find who you really are. And as we move out of 2024, as we prepare to go into 2025, the satisfaction you get in life is actually living in your purpose and living out your purpose. And, you know, they don't teach you about trying to teach other people about how to have great sex at school. They don't teach you in school how to teach other people to understand that posture is the position from where all movement begins and ends. And if people actually optimize their posture, they optimize their movement ability, and therefore they decrease the likelihood for injury. Excuse me. I shared that audio because that doctor actually made $17 million off the back of over 500, not 1,000, 550 patients whom he told had what people would see like a life sentence or a mortality breakdown and, you know, the end of life, a cancer. And he told people that never had cancer, they had cancer, so that he could profit. There's nothing more wicked than that. There really isn't a lot more wicked than that. But it's getting to a point now where even with the pandemic, with the vaccine and all the vaccine injuries and the different things that are coming out, the messenger RNA not going into one part but going to every part of the body, the impact on reproductive health, the proliferation of fertility treatment because people are struggling to get pregnant. These things were what people like myself, who were called conspiracy theorists, were saying. It's going to impact men's sperm count. It's going to impact reproductive health. It's going to impact reproduction, but it's going to impact your memory. It's going to impact the way in which your body works. It's going to impact how you respond to things. One of the main reasons why I struggled with the vaccine is because I sell health for a living. I try to get people to invest into their health and happiness. It's what I do for a living. I'm a Christian also, and as a Christian, we are taught to look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that provides us with. He's our provider, our protector. He's our banner of victory. He's our all in all. So if God is my all in all, if he is my banner of victory, if he is my healer, my protector, my provider, then how can the vaccine take his place? That's the Christian side of me. The other side of me is that I teach people how to optimize their health so they can minimize the risk of injury, dysfunction, sickness, and disease. So how can this vaccine that just suddenly appeared out of nowhere be the answer to your prayer? Then it just nullifies and actually takes away from everything that I stand for. And that's the difference. You know, there was a doctor I saw earlier on today, I can play that audio. He was sacked for saying that people that have natural immunity do not need to have the vaccine, which is absolutely correct. I have natural immunity. Now, I caught that virus. It does not mean that because I have natural immunity, I won't catch anything. Mm-hmm. But what it means is that my response to the virus, should I fall foul to it, will be one where my body can recover from it without any long-term lasting impact. Now, when I went earlier on this year and I had the biopsy for my breast, I do not know where they get on my notes putting ongoing COVID, because I do not have, and I've met people who have, inverted commas, long COVID, respiratory issues, physical issues, debilitation issues. I don't have any of those things. By the grace of God, I don't have them. And I make sure I start my day with celery juice. I have sea moss. I make juices myself. You know, I juice. I have lots of ginger, lots of garlic. I have lots of things that, and I'm blessed by God's grace that even post-menopause, these heating foods do not heat me up. So I make myself juices every day. I have my Namo 2 juice. I have my Vitamix. I have my food processor. I have all of those bits and pieces. Those that I have my Salad Master cookware. The only thing left for me to get in my house now, which is coming early 2025, is the water filtration system, the reverse osmosis. But I have what I need to have to optimize my health. The water, which is obviously very crucial, is the last system to put in. But I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm going to follow one that Troy Casey has. So these things are really important, because it's really important to go right across the board. The 316 titanium and stainless steel Salad Master cookware is the absolute bomb. You know, it cost £5,500, but it was £5,500 well spent, because I have what I need to get me to where I need to be. But then even if I have all of these things, if I have stinking thinking, if I do not understand my consciousness inside of my body and where I'm at, then the potential to undo all of what I'm doing is massive. And that's where the problem lies in for many people. So I met a lady years ago at a fitness event who had done that twerk drop and locked her back. And she was in so much pain and so twisted that her quality of life was literally zero. She was going to have an operation with a surgeon in 20 days. I'm sure I've shared this story before. And so I said to her, what I would sell to someone for 6 months, 5 months, I will sell to you in 20 days and come to you every single day. So her first appointment was on the Friday. I never went the Saturday and Sunday. But when I returned on the Monday, she told me it was the best weekend she'd had in over 2 years. From one session. And I proceeded to train her and do these corrective exercises and postural alignments over the 20 days. Then I took her to see a colleague of mine who's on the Czech faculty. And he was doing this little massage manipulation around her axis, around her neck. And he said to her, whatever Jenny's done for you is absolutely fantastic, but it's mechanical. And I can feel that there's some emotional tension all locked in here. And that emotional tension has the potential to undo everything that Jenny has done. So you've got to think that someone has invested thousands in 20 days. And somebody could say something to that person, and just the statement and the interpretation of it and how the body responds could actually bring the body back to a pre-exercise, pre-corrective exercise state. And that's what happened within 1.5 hours of going into work. So 20 days of fantastic results, body realigned straight. It was like an S shape on the plumb line, aligned it straight. Everything was fantastic. Two statements. She showed a lady, a colleague at her workplace, how she looked on a plumb line. And the lady said to her straight, that is not real. You doctored that picture, which she never did. That was statement number one. Her emotional interpretation of that statement. The second statement was, I have a back problem, but I still come to work. And you know, I've shared on many occasions, do not say all back pain is the same, because it really, truly isn't. There's some back pain that debilitating beyond repair. and some back pain that could actually end up being costing you your life. So those two statements in 1.5 hours put my client right back to the S-bend pain-induced suffering that she was 20 days before when I first met her. Two statements and the emotional reaction was enough to physically lock her down and lock her out of anything. So the power of words is really far-reaching, and we have to be careful how we say things to other people based on how we don't know where they are and how they're interpreting. But we also have to be careful about what we say to ourselves, because it works both ways. Let's play a trail, come back on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
As the year gone by, all thrive for perfection now, and consumption so high. I know it's cold outside, but give me your hand so I can show you what love is.
Show you what love is. Dear Christmas, I want you so.
to your health, do you think about your gut? And do you realize that gut health is the foundation of most of the issues people have today? Today, I am blessed to be speaking to Rhiannon Lambert, registered nutritionist and best-selling author, and we are going to talk about the gut health problems that people have at least one times a week. So Rhiannon, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's such a big topic.
I know. It's so weird. When you tell people everything, that the digestive system is the mother system of the body, they go, yeah, right, whatever.
Well, it's, you know what, the gut definitely is what we like to call our second brain. And we've got this new research now out there that, you know, fiber is so important and eating almonds and items that are part of the Mediterranean diet are really good for our gut health. But the research I've got for you guys, which is from California Almonds, is that by consuming nuts and things like almonds, we can increase the fatty acid butyrate in the gut. So this might sound like a silly scientific word for everyone, but this is amazing because this little component can have multiple benefits, from better sleep, decreased inflammation, even decreased risks of cancers like colon cancer. So it's a big deal.
No, it's a massive deal. And I think actually this is the thing. It's like, I mean, I'm running a challenge next week, and I specialize in pelvic health, so I'm doing my whole 60 days to confidence, continence and sexual satisfaction whilst improving posture, performance and body shape. And people then look and say to me, well, what has my nutrition got to do with my pelvic floor or my prostate health or my testicular health or my vaginal health? But it has everything to do with everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to think, I mean, I'm saying this all the time in the Retrition Clinic, which is my nutrition side of things with my clients, that you've got to think of a wheel with all the cogs in place, because everything has a direct knock-on effect in the body. But literally, the gut is our second brain. We're talking about, if you're talking about pelvic health, for instance, then, you know, I know this, for I've had two babies and I'm trying to look after my own pelvic floor and things, but also bowel movements are impacted at every area of our life, because our gut, as I said, is the second brain. It's a sensitive area. And of course, many people aren't actually aware. So 79% of Brits have revealed that, you know, their most embarrassing moments include when they go to the toilet and that sort of thing. And 73% of us have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, at least one day a week. If you add that up, that's 7 weeks a year of being in discomfort with our guts.
Which is really crazy. But gut health can have an issue on organ health. And obviously the heart is also an organ, and that's one of the organs that you want to try and protect. And the reason why I'm saying this to you, Rhiannon, is because I was talking about a client I'd helped a few years back with his prostate health, but then I actually found out sadly that he passed away just over a week ago. And he actually had an aorta dissection. So he actually ruptured his heart. But that happened when I went to see his late wife. On Saturday evening, it happened. Well, there's lots of factors, but the straw that broke the camel's back was in straining going to the toilet. And so a lot of people don't realize the extent of which, you know, poor gut health, poor transit time, and, you know, constipation, you know, can have, especially if you've got prostate related issues as well, the stress it can put on trying to empty the bladder and empty the bowel at the same time.
Yeah, and this is where diet plays such a huge role. So for your listeners, you know, 43% in the survey I have don't know that fiber plays a key role here. And actually, if we're talking about bowel movements, almonds can support this. And, you know, there's 4 grams per 30 grams in it of a portion of nuts, which is good to keep bowel movements going. But you guys all need to be getting more fiber. The National Diet and Nutrition Survey says that people are getting half the amount that they need, 30 grams a day. People are getting like 17, 18 grams. We need to follow a Mediterranean style diet, drink lots of water. And I think that diet's so overlooked, like you just said. And also, if we're talking about heart health, we're talking about straining with bowel movements, but more fiber in the diet and less salt and less ultra processed foods reduces your risk of cardiovascular disease as well. And that's actually one of the big, well, it is the biggest killer in the UK. It's actually the biggest killer for women, which a lot of people aren't aware of as well. For heart disease. So, you know, we really need to be looking after our gut bugs, I like to call them, because 2 kilos of what we weigh is living bacteria. And that bacteria is only going to flourish if we eat the right foods. And that bacteria helps us, like I said at the beginning, have better sleep and maintain our weight, lots of different things.
And it will help to get rid of the gas and the bloating. So what, I mean, I love the name of your clinic, Nutrition. I love the name. It's a fantastic name. I love the play on putting your name at the front of it. And you know, you've written some fantastic books, and I've seen you you know, online and social media for years. So as when I saw the thing saying, do you want to speak to Rhea? I was like, yes, please. I want to speak to her. I definitely want to speak to her. And I think it's just that, you know, there is so much information out there at the moment.
Yeah.
And sometimes, would you agree, it makes our job a little bit harder because, you know, Sarah's got her mate, Joe, over there saying to her, well, I do this, so you should do it. And then, you know, Jim is saying, yeah, I do this, so you should do it. And so they just start to follow things that are, you know, that their friends do. But actually, their friends are not them. They don't have their history, their biochemical makeup. So, you know, what works for, you know, Joe over there or Jim doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for Sarah. It means that, you know, in order for, you know, the whole thing about the coaching industry, and especially when you specialize in something like you do with nutrition, And I use nutrition in my pelvic health. I specialize in that. Is that we have an opportunity to assess the whole person.
Exactly. Exactly. What you've just said, you hit the nail on the head. And thank you so much as well for your kind words. I think now Dr. Google, which it was, you know, a few years ago, has now even been replaced by Dr. TikTok, which is equally terrifying. So we've got all the, will it work for me? It's going to work for you, which is a big red flag, isn't it? It's a huge red flag. And only 3 in 10 of us now are turning to an actual nutritionist about nutrition advice, and only 27% would see a doctor if they've got an embarrassing stomach issue. And what concerns me is that sometimes there is underlying things going on, and like you said, it's better to get checked out by a professional, to rule out anything else. A lot of the time it's not serious, but isn't it better just to be sure, rather than following a, I don't know, trend on social media that says lemon water is going to heal everything? It's not, by the way, it's not. Damn it, you know, it's not the solution, the lemon water or whatever else is floating around. It's not what Sarah down the road's doing. You are a unique person and you deserve unique advice for your own unique body. Isn't it tragic that we just put ourselves down and think that we follow the crowd and that's okay?
I have shared this because I think it's really important. We're coming up to, well, what we're into, and obviously when you hear this, we are just beyond the festive celebrations. We're right in the thick of the festive celebrations. And so when you start to understand gut health and you start to understand the foundation of your health is in your gut, you start to look at things differently. You start to consider things differently. And you start to think to yourself, okay, it's Christmas. The actual reason for the season is Jesus. You may not be a believer, I am. And there's nothing wrong with giving. And there's nothing wrong with receiving. But the overindulgence, I've never understood it myself. I never gain weight at Christmas. I never think to myself, well, it's Christmas, so I can afford to eat more. Because I think to myself, and again, I give thanks for everything I have, and I'm not knocking anybody else, but there's no need for me to go overboard. Because I, you know, knowing that I'm blessed and highly favored, knowing that I'm amazing, knowing that I have the opportunity to put food on my table should make me humble myself more and think there are people out there that cannot afford this same luxury. And really and truly, when you look at the fact that you can put food on your table, you start to recognize that it is seriously a luxury. The fact that we have a bed to sleep in, the fact that I have a lovely Devon's duvet quilt, and I interviewed them 2 years ago on my radio show. As a consequence of doing that interview, the ladies that I was working with actually put their money together and bought me a beautiful Devon's duvet for my 60th birthday, which I am absolutely in awe of. And so, you know, God gave his son, and then we told us to receive the Holy Spirit. So there's nothing wrong with giving. There's nothing wrong with receiving. But if we do it to the point where we're trying to impress other people, or we put ourselves into debt for months and months following and into depression therein because of it, that's where it becomes wrong, because we've bought into the commercialism. And the link between that and your gut health is intrinsic, because that's where your feelings are. That's where you store your mental, emotional health is stored there. Your safety and security, your financial health, your relationship health, all those stresses, they're all stored in your sex organs and your reproductive organs. So when you look at Chinese medicine, when you look at the meridians, that's where it is. So around sex and relationships, personal identity is all linked into that, the sex organs or the reproductive organs. And then when you look at the area that I look after in terms of health, that is it. But if you look at the biggest drivers for people when they get sick, it's going to be sex, relationships, and finance. And they are linked to those areas. So when we look at the levels of stress, when we start to break down and look at the different types of stress, recognizing the chemical, the electromagnetic, the thermal stress, the nutritional stress, the psychic stress, which is mental, emotional stress, and the chemical stress, we start to realize that there's six different ingredients of stress, but they come together into a pot to actually make what you call chronic stress. And that chronic stress is only recognized in one disease, and that's Addison's disease. But not everyone who has adrenal fatigue has Addison's disease. But that's when it's gone so far across that it can create a crisis that will actually stop you in your tracks. And when they start to talk to you and tell you that you have this condition and that you have to take medication for the rest of your life, it's because they don't understand adrenal fatigue. And you have got to look at, when you understand the six different types of stress all coming together to make chronic stress, that's what helps you to say, right, okay, well, actually, when it comes to chemical stress, when I look at the products I use on my skin, when I look at the way I store my foods, when I look at the herbicides and pesticides, the food quality, I can reduce, using the microwave, using the air fryer, which is just as bad, I can start to reduce my chemical stress by taking away the microwave food, taking away polystyrene cups or storage things, you know, removing plastics. I can take the herbicides and pesticides. I can start to eat organic foods or grow my own. I can reduce my chemical stress. I can reduce my physical stress by not over-exercising to the point where it becomes as detrimental as doing nothing. But I can start to investigate, what is the difference at different stages of my life in my reproductive life cycle? When is it good to do what we call working in exercises, which is much more about breath, balance, restore, repair, rebuild, refresh? And when is it good for me, and what is the best time of day for me to do what we call working out exercises, which is your HIIT classes, your cycling, your running, your skipping, your jumping, the high intensity, high impact stuff. So I can reduce and manage my physical stress. I can look at my thermal stress. So as I'm moving into this last phase of female reproductive health life cycle, the end of the train journey, I can look at the foods that are heating foods, and I can start to minimize or remove them from my diet, so I can regulate my internal thermal stress. That's how we start to look at different things, and that's why the 60-day journey and the workshops are so powerful, because this information is not available on the net. It's not. Anyway, I am fast running out of time, and I want to say to you, have, and I hope you had, the most amazing God-filled Jesus reason for the season, Christmas. And I hope you are planning towards 2025. Remember, you are still here. And as long as you're still here and you have life, you can have it more abundantly. It's about changing the sense and feeling of what you believe you're entitled to and what you actually allow yourself to enjoy. So until next week, in health and happiness, when I do speak to you next week, it will be next year. Have an amazing festive season, and I will see you and speak to you again in 2025, when we are going to hit the ground running. The next 60-day challenge starts on the 6th of January, and I will share with a link. You can DM me, Pelvic Secrets, on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, Jenny Russell, J-E-N-N-I, and LinkedIn, or pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. But until then, remember, balance, moderation, enjoy. Don't overindulge, just indulge yourself.